Yeah, you're starting to trickle back in. But I don't wanna fall down the rabbit hole. Cross my heart, I won't do it again. I tell myself, tell myself, tell myself, draw the line. Not do I do, but once in a while I trip up and across the line. And I think of you. 2 years and just like that, my head still takes me back. Thought it was done, but I guess it's never really over. Oh, we were such a mess. Why wasn't it the best? Thought it was done, but I guess it's never really over. Just because it's over doesn't mean. Hypnotherapy. I gotta rewire this brain. Cause I can't even go on the internet without even checking your name. I tell myself, tell myself, tell myself, draw the line. Not do I do, but once in a while I trip up and across the line. I think of you. Never really over.
Just because it's over doesn't mean it's really over. And if I think it over, maybe you'll be coming over again. And I'll think it over you all over again. Just because it's over doesn't mean it's really over. And if I think it over, maybe you'll be coming over again. And I'll think it over you all over again. Thought we kissed goodbye. Thought we met this time. Was the last, but I guess it's never really over.
It's never really over.
Just because it's over doesn't mean it's really over. And if I think it over, maybe you'll be coming over again. And I'll think it over you all over again. And I'll think it over you all over again. Just because it's over doesn't mean it's really over. And if I think it over, maybe you'll be coming over again. And I'll think it over you all over again.
Over you all over again.
Thought we kissed goodbye. Thought we met this time. Was the last, but I guess it's
hello, this is Owen.
This is Daria.
And this is Bella.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Rest in peace, Eli Marcus.
R.I.P.
He hath died.
He didn't have to die.
Goodbye, Eli Marcus. Welcome back.
Bella.
Jari.
Welcome back, Second Breakfast, our old radio show.
Yeah, there's Second Breakfast on one side of the booth.
Oh, I meant to eat a waffle before I left, but I didn't.
No
speaking
worries.
Speaking of Second Breakfast. We have Eggo waffles, which we'll talk about later. Oh, no, we won't. Whoa, we don't do that segment anymore.
Yeah, we'll have to come up with a new bit.
Oh, shoot.
I know. Oh, and tell us about that song.
So our theme...
Was that a song you liked? What do you say?
Our theme for the week is Out of the Storage Unit in honor of our fallen compatriot, Eli, because now all of his things are in a storage unit in our basement.
Yes. I was thinking about themes, and I thought about this one as, like, songs that you've kind of forgotten about, like they were in your storage unit and now they're coming out because you love them. Tell us about that one.
So that was Never Really Over by Katy Perry.
It's a deep cut. Katy Perry.
I know. And
so
it
came out in
dancing.
2019. It was like
pre her going to space.
It was sort of what should have reignited her career post Witness, post the tragedy that was Witness. Even though I low key like Witness, but
you are the full commercial of controversial flop takes.
That was Witness, but it just never really caught on. It's sort of like there's some playlist on what?
Did anyone hear a gong?
No.
Okay.
There's some playlist on Spotify that's like that should have been her espresso or something.
It's yeah, it was really,
this, and this is on that.
I liked it.
I was really into this, like, I don't know, freshman, sophomore year of college.
Did she just release a record
recently?
Katie? Yeah, am I wrong? I think.
Oh yeah, wasn't it the one where she was like, "I'm
like,
a woman"?
Mega flop.
It was. It was like.
What was that song called?
Am I wrong?
Yes, 14/143, where Woman's World, famously.
Yes, yes, yes.
And it was a flop.
Did you? Yeah, you didn't like
I
it.
I didn't love that one.
Finally you're getting on the right train.
Okay, well, Daria, do you know what
you
we're playing
know
next?
No, I had to play a Mitski song. I feel like I can't listen to Mitski for sustained time periods for reasons that it's sad. But she's so good, and right. I love coming back to her, and so I was like going through her discography. Laurel Hell is this album. I feel like this one got kind of slept on.
Yeah, totally.
And this one, I feel like I can't say this is too annoying. Didn't really appreciate it until I saw it in concert.
That's a
valid thing to say. Okay. I think.
It was at a music festival. But this one I think is so awesome. I think this album is really cool, and everyone should listen to it. That's all. Okay.
Hurrah!
Hurrah!
Yay!
Yay!
Let's listen.
tried to tell you I didn't know how to stay. You believe she can see through, cutting at the silent clay. The relief back in deep blue, fettered in the magnet sun. Eat the gun as it feeds you, spitting up the oxygen once again. Horses gallop through the violet door, follow red crooked courses, shadows on the moonlit floor. All my stars, winged creatures, gathering in silken height like the last human teachers. Once again, we must play new, even as the hours shake crystal blood like a dream true. A ripple in the wound and wake. You believe, I believe too, that you are the river of life.
Had me fooled. Told me that I was nothing without you. Oh, but after everything you've done, I can thank you for how strong I have become. 'Cause you brought the flames and you put me through hell. I had to learn how to fight for myself. And we both know all the truth I could tell. I'll just say this is, I wish you farewell. I hope you're somewhere praying, praying. I hope your soul is changing, changing.
find your peace, falling on your knees, praying. I'm proud of who I am. No more monsters, I can breathe again. And you said that I was done. Well, you were wrong, and now the best is yet to come. 'Cause I can make it on my own. I don't need you, I found a strength.
Kesha really has a variety of fierceness. Always. She's very talented.
Truth. What's your anecdote about that song?
Yeah.
She opened for Macklemore. Or like they did like a
and you were in attendance,
tour.
I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And I was like, these are probably the two most random people of all time that could be like friends with each other.
Do you think they were friends or was it just a business relationship?
You like think they were friends? Photos together. I do think they're friends. I do. And I remember when this album came out and being like, whoa. Also because I think I'm not going to say that. Never mind.
Bella, do you want to talk about?
Yeah. This?
And then I'll talk about Kesha.
Yeah. We played Simulation Swarm by Big Thief.
Boom.
Which is just a, in my opinion, perfect song. I think it's a perfect song.
Yep.
I haven't been listening. This is one of those songs that it's like you play it on loop for months and then it's like I have to take a break. And I would say I'm on a break. I've been on a break for like 6 months to a year. I don't really listen to it that often. I just don't, it doesn't call to me, but when I hear it, I still get chills.
It's so good.
Chills.
Oh, and listened to Big Thief for the first time this week.
I mean, I'd heard songs, but I like sat down and listened to them for the first time. That's true.
A classic, like I feel like they come up a lot. Like yeah. Like one, like Velvet Ring
and,
will come
and
up.
And yet, this year was the year that
this year was the year that I learned about Big Thief.
And yeah,
and
learned that they weren't rappers.
True.
Get it, Big Thief.
Big Thief.
Nice. Did you like your listen? You
I
listened
did.
To Masterpiece,
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I listened to Masterpiece on vinyl.
We have two. I think we have two because I have own it too.
Oh, that's awesome. Wait, that's like we have two. Talking Head. Oh, which Talking Heads album do we have two of?
The one that is like green writing with black.
It's their faces.
Oh.
It's like four faces. I don't remember what the album's called.
The way I'm not gonna get this at all. Okay.
Anyway, we have two of those.
Classic.
Good. As it should be.
And then after that, we heard Praying by Kesha, which Daria
has a special relationship with.
A special relationship as did Macklemore and Kesha. I picked this. I went through a phase where I was just listening to this all the time, and I had a playlist that I had made that was like, it was called Screaming. And it was just, I'll read you the songs that are on it. Unwritten, Before He Cheats, Since You've Been Gone.
To be honest.
Stronger, Because of You, Picture the Bird Praying, and then the Kelly Clarkson cover of Happier Than Ever.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Those are all, like, the descriptor that you used is accurate for all those songs, I would say.
Sorry, what are we hearing next?
The next one is Gold Dust Woman by Fleetwood Mac. My dad really likes Fleetwood Mac, and I, by association, really like Fleetwood Mac.
Dun dun dun.
That just dawned on me.
Just dawned on me.
He's in the woods right now. I hope he's listening.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello. But I, again, was going through like some old playlists of mine. This is on like probably 19 of my playlists. I really love this song. I think like this like got repopularized around the like rise of Daisy Jones and the Six music, because people are just like talking about the 70s. This song is just so perfect to me, and I'm excited to listen to it.
Yay!
Shout out Rumors.
Maybe this is like a this is a perfect album.
Yeah, yeah.
So
true.
Good.
Famously.
True.
Yay.
Enjoy.
Rock on, ancient queen. Rock and roll nightclub. So Bella, what did we hear?
You heard Rock and Roll Nightclub by Mac DeMarco.
I cannot believe that was by Mac DeMarco.
So I'm so glad that you mentioned this. Because on this record, which is called, and I'm forgetting now, because it's really deep in the Rock and Roll Nightclub, the titular the titular song of the record, in the first half of, so it's divided, it's like, it's divided into two sections, and it's like kind of like a, there's dividers, and like there's like songs that divide them. The first half, he's doing an Elvis impression.
No way.
The whole first half of the, his debut record, it's an Elvis impression.
Whoa, crazy guy.
I love this guy. I was I was so obsessed with him, I would say, from the ages of like 16 to 19.
I do appreciate that. I feel like a lot of the ones that you picked are like ones that I know you were like obsessed with.
Yeah, and it's like not, and like nothing happened. I'm not like, oh, it's bad. Yeah. It's just like, I don't listen to them as much anymore.
I should have put like Ed Sheeran on.
No, I know. I was like, there was a lot of true ones that I didn't want to go.
I should have put like Thinking Out Loud or Castle on the Hill. That was big for me.
I like that song.
Yeah, it helps that I still like stand by.
I was gonna say
the songs
that you
still listen to.
I don't know that I stand by all the songs that you still listen to.
My big rant about Mac DeMarco is a lot of people think that he's like TikTok and that he's super derivative, but it's like, no, everyone's deriving from him.
Right.
Whoa.
It's like Peach Pit is just a Mac DeMarco ripoff. Whoa. And so people get mad because he kind of like sent like, oh, whatever, what's that, Salad Days, whatever.
True.
But
wait to do a PSA.
Yes, but all of the songs, all of his songs are really good, and he's kind of a genius in my opinion. That's all.
Nice.
Yugma.
That's the PSA.
That's the PSA. Is that Mac DeMarco, I think, is a genius. I have one to share.
Yes. And then
I picked
I'll talk
one.
About, and then Daria can talk.
If you have experienced extreme exhaustion for 6 months or more, coupled with difficulty sleeping and concentrating, body pain and flu-like symptoms, you could have chronic fatigue syndrome. CFS affects more than 1 million Americans, and most of them haven't been diagnosed. Visit www.cdc.gov/CFS for the latest on diagnosis and treatment. Get informed, get diagnosed, get help.
You have such a good radio voice.
True.
Thank you, guys.
After Rock and Roll Nightclub, we heard All for Lena by Billy Joel, which I was obsessed with in middle school, or high school. We had to do, oh my God, this is traumatic. Not really.
During,
in high school, I was in the orchestra.
What did you play?
Know, the double bass. But then during COVID, we couldn't play in the orchestra anymore. And one of the assignments that we had was, instead of playing our instruments, because not everybody had instruments, was to sing a song.
Oh my God.
We had to sing karaoke and record
video.
And then
yeah, can we play that on air?
Play it on air.
They won't have it on Spanish.
And so I sang this song.
Can you give us a little taste right now?
I unfortunately cannot.
What just happened with your shoe?
Yeah.
I thought that, I don't know. It was feeling sticky because I put it on some duct tape.
Oh, nice.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, so I was really into this in high school, that song. Shout out Billy Joel.
I am still awaiting a text from my father about how much he loves that song. Because it's so good.
Heart, heart, heart.
Something just dawned on
me.
Him.
Something just dawned on him.
Something's about to dawn on him.
And then, Daria, what are we about to hear?
We're about to hear Haircut by Ryan B80. This song, I think I maybe played 400 times when I found it from a friend. As in, I received it from, I don't know, my freshman year. I just love this song so much. Something about it just, like, it hits for me every time, and I always forget about it until I think like it gets nice out. Like, this is always the first song I play when it's like a nice spring day.
Adorable.
Ryan Beatty of Brockhampton friendship fame.
Whoa.
And then also did like some writing for Beyonce.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Now I feel like I'm saying something that's false.
Well, I don't know anything about Ryan Beatty.
He's a big writer. But
fact-finding mission happening.
Yes, yes.
He co-wrote
okay.
Bodyguard, Protector,
I did,
Just
okay.
for Fun,
nice
and
job,
Two Hands
Daria.
To Heaven.
I think you can kind of hear elements of that in here. I'm going to say that.
Interesting.
Say it.
Like, of his lyricism, especially, like, on his album Bright Red, which came out a couple of years ago. Anyways, I think he's a really talented writer. This is much more on the, like, R&B side of his music, but I think he's really talented and, I don't know, I'm really excited.
I haven't really listened to him.
Okay, yay. Okay, yeah, sorry. That's the song.
Yay.
Yay.
When the days are over, reminiscing of a life I had, I smile long and feel the closure. I finally feel like me again. Sacrifice the sweet attention you have to give before you get. Too special to stay on the track. They look the same. I tried to fake it, but it left a bad taste in my mouth. I know I sound better when I'm nervous. Yeah. All I see is you're waiting for
something single file. You'll murder my, you idiot kid. Your arm's got a death in it. Take this paper cup, but there's a price that you'll pay for trying hard to become whatever they are, saying whatever they say. So help yourself to this bitter pill, or somebody else will. Single file, you're a murder. Got a death in it. Single file, single file, single file, single file.
Sun's going down. It's about time that we feel alive. Put our differences aside. We're all alone. Need someone to hold just to make the night go by. Oh, I wanna dance with a stranger.
pretending to be myself. Why would somebody do this on purpose when they could do something else? Drowning out the morning birds with the same three songs over and over. I wish I wrote it, but I didn't, so I learned the words. Hum along till the feeling's gone forever. Took a tour to see the stars, but they weren't out tonight. So I wished hard on a Chinese satellite. I want to believe. Instead, I look at the sky and I feel nothing. You know. I want to be wrong. You were screaming at the evangelicals. They were screaming right back from what I remember. And you said I will never be
Reject you.
Should we go through?
The mic?
Yeah, did you see it going?
Okay, this is Owen.
This is Daria.
This is Bella.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio.
This nice. Has been.
This has been Untitled Radio Show that's on right now.
Mm-hmm.
We will be back with a new name, another
and a
day,
new shtick.
Bit.
And a new bit. No bits this week.
There is waffles in our freezer.
True.
There is waffles.
There are waffles.
Waffles. Okay, just to confirm.
Yugma.
Just confirming.
Yugma. yeah.
Time
well,
for some Ed Sheeran on
we'll
the way
see
out.
You guys. Not next week.
Because all of us are gone.
Some other time.
Yay.
Yay. Bye.
She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. Said, baby, I just wanna dance. I met her on Grafton Street, right outside of the bar. She shared a cigarette with me while her brother played the guitar. She asked me, what does it mean? The Gaelic ink on your arm. Said it was one of my friend's songs. Do you wanna drink on? She took Jamie as a chaser, Jack for the fun. She got Arthur on the table with Johnny riding a shotgun. Chatted some more, one more drink at the bar. Then put Van on the jukebox, got up to dance. You know she played her. She fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance with my pretty little Galway girl. You're my pretty little Galway girl. Hey. You know she beat me at darts and then she beat me at pool. And then she kissed me like there was nobody else in the room. As last orders were called was when she stood on the stool. After dancing to Kaylee singing to trad tunes. I never heard Carrick Fergus ever sung so sweet. A cappella in the bar using her feet for a beat. Oh, I could have that voice playing on repeat for a week. And in this packed out room swear she was singing to me. You know she played her fiddle in an Irish band. But she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance. My pretty little girl.